Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service, the remainder of this afternoon should remain mostly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 10 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Saturday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight with a low around 58. Light west wind and a chance of precipitation at 30%. Sunday, a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. And in the news for today, in regional news and a story the Nearly Noon News has been following, Minnesota Public Radio reports that Enbridge announced Wednesday the upgrade and expansion of its Line 3 pipeline across Minnesota is complete and will become operational today. The Canadian-based company's president and CEO, Al Monaco, said in a statement that the pipeline will, quote, soon deliver the low-cost and reliable energy that people depend on every day, end quote. The project was completed despite opposition from tribes, environmentalists, and others who argued that the 1,097-mile pipeline, including the 337-mile segment across Minnesota, would violate treaty rights, worsen climate change, and risk spills in waters where Native Americans harvest wild rice. They note it would carry oil from Alberta's tar sands, a heavier crude that consumes more energy and generates more carbon dioxide in the refining process than lighter oil, making it an even bigger contributor to climate change. Enbridge said the project was necessary to replace a deteriorating pipeline built in the 1960s, which would carry only half its original volume of oil, and to ensure the reliable delivery of crude to U.S. refineries. Enbridge expects to start running the pipeline at its full capacity of 760,000 barrels per day in mid-October. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow the story and have opposition coverage beginning on Monday. In state news, proposed new redistricting lines for voting precincts in Wisconsin would reduce the size of the current Republican advantage in the state legislature. The People's Maps Commission, created last year by Governor Tony Evers, unveiled three potential maps for Wisconsin's congressional, state assembly, and state senate districts during a virtual public hearing Thursday evening. That, according to WPR's online news released this morning, the U.S. Census Bureau released its data in August, officially kicking off this decade cycle of redistricting. In Wisconsin, there are already several lawsuits related to redistricting filed in both federal and state courts. The commission will take public comment on the proposed maps for 1 week with a deadline of October 7th at 11:59 p.m. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, a Republican from Rochester, is also taking public input for redistricting with a website where Wisconsin residents can submit their suggestions for district maps through October 15th. Although the legislature can consider the maps proposed by the commission, it isn't required to, according to the WPR report. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.